Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Genesis 50 and verse 21, we read, "He comforted them and spoke kindly to them." The word for today is about learning to manage your emotions. If you read the story of Joseph, you realize that he had every reason to be angry, bitter, and vindictive for the despicable way that his brothers treated him. But what does he do? He doesn't get enraged. He doesn't even get even. He helps Egypt, the land that enslaved and falsely imprisoned him, to survive famine. He feeds his family when they come begging for food. He forgives, and in doing so, he's freed from his negative emotions. He resolves past issues, doesn't allow them to deter his destiny, and he stays in God's favor. As second in command in Egypt, Joseph held the power of life and death over those who had hurt him. Yet he told them in Genesis 50 verses 20 and 21, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid, I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. We all have emotional reactions in our relationships. The problem isn't the anger or the disappointment, unless your emotions control you. Whenever anger causes you to damage the things God has given you charge over, your emotions are being mismanaged. You give territory to the devil when you fail to manage your anger. Ephesians 4 verses 26 and 27 says, "And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." So, learn to manage your emotions. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.